The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome to this evening, to this moment's happy hour in this world that's in turmoil. In some ways, in this country is in turmoil, and many countries, out of solidarity, there are protests around the world. I just actually saw in the news yesterday that in the country of my birth, in Iran, there was a candlelight vigil for George Floyd. So many, many people around the world are touched by what is happening in this country. And as a part of our practice this evening, what I wanted to invite us to practice with and to sit with is to make space to sit with and not turn away from what's challenging in the world, in our own hearts, in our own minds, in the world. Because by building the strength and the kindness to face, to be with, even though I'm saying sit with, really to be with. It's not just about sitting. We do the act of sitting when we are together. But the idea is that when we build the capacity, the strength to not turn away, but to be with what's challenging and difficult, we build the strength, the resilience to take kind action in the world, to be of benefit to others and to be benefit of ourselves. Because if we just sat all day in a cave, and not to say there are no benefits to that either, and those are inspiring ways to be in the world and contribute also, but for us lay folks, there are so many different ways that our practice really shows up in the world. And we know that our lives, the way we live our lives, the choices that we make, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, they're all part of our practice. Our practice is not separate. It's not that, oh, we just sit on the cushion with our eyes closed and then we go out in the world and whatever. We know it doesn't work that way. And at some point in our practice on the path, we realize that the way we live our lives, the way we stand for values of justice, kindness, care for all beings. It's not that at the end of our practice, we just ring a bell and dedicate the merit, may all beings be happy, and that's the end of that. Okay, we'll just go about living our lives. No, how do we actually, what do we do in our lives? How do we show up? What are the choices that we make to support justice, equality, happiness for all beings everywhere, for our kin, for our siblings, for our brothers and sisters? The idea of the waterfall comes up for me, which I might have mentioned, I can't remember, in the teachings of Suzuki Roshi. He likened humanity and our lives as the waterfall. Before the water drops, it's all the molecules, all the drops of water are just a river or together. And then when the water is coming down in the waterfall, it seems like they're individual droplets. They're separate. And that's what we feel like in our lives. We feel, oh, separate being. This is Nikki. That's Nav. That's John. Neil. We're separate beings. And then on the other end, when when the waterfall again crashes and is done with this way of being, again, we're all one. There is no separation. So what if, as we were living our lives, with the feeling of separation, with the feeling that we are with the illusion of separateness? What if we actually now and then acted as if that illusion did not exist, and we acted with a liberated mind? It is said that you fake it until you make it. What if we faked it? What if we faked the perspective of a liberated mind? And we faked this perspective that we are all one. We are not separate. No matter what the color of our skin, where we are born, our background, our gender identity, whatever it might be, that actually I could be you. I could be born as you. You could be born as me. There is no separation. What if we just took that on, chose to take that on as a perspective? And as your pain, as if your pain is really my pain, what would that awakened perspective, what would it be like to take that on for a day, just live that way for a day? So with these reflections, I will guide us tonight into a meditation. And at first, as always, we start with settling in the body, settling with the breath, the body. And then I will invite us for some explorations, invitations in metta and compassion. And I hope that my audio volume is okay. I forgot to ask you at the beginning, is it audible? Can you hear me? Is the volume okay? Yes. Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you. I see all the thumbs up. And yeah, I've made it as loud as I can on my end. So I'll try to speak more loudly. I know that that can make a difference. Yes. Interesting. Okay, here we go. I will put this to the side and I will try to speak more loudly. I see that my volume on this end may not be too loud. Okay, I will do my best to speak more loudly. Here we go. Okay, so I invite you all to get into your meditation posture, whatever it might be, sitting on a chair, sitting on the cushion. If you need to lie down to take care of the body, whatever is appropriate for you. And allowing yourself to land, if you can. Allowing yourself to land in this body, in this moment in time. Feeling the sense of dignity, feeling the sense of integrity, of inhabiting this body. And letting your body soften, relax, let go of any holding in this moment, any tension, any shoulds, any wants, any needs, any expectations, just this moment to arrive, just to arrive and reconnect with your own humanity through reconnecting with your own body. This body breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And with each out-breath, landing and arriving more deeply into this body. Checking to see if there's any tension being held in your neck and shoulders. Ah, softening, relaxing, letting go. No need. You can be present, awake, alert. In this world without needing to tighten, needing to flinch. In fact, appropriate response of the heart, body, and mind. Can be more available, more appropriate. If there is a sense of ease and spaciousness in the body. Checking in with the rest of your body, with your face. Checking in with your forehead. Is there any tightness, any tension in your forehead? In the jaw? What if you let go? What if you let go? What if you relaxed your thinking muscles? The proverbial thinking muscle. Ah, let go. Letting go of thinking in this moment. And just sensing into being, into this breathing body. What if you relaxed, soften your chest? Ah, what if you checked into your abdomen? Let go, softened. Relaxed your sit bones, letting them completely land, connect with the earth via the cushion or the chair. Feeling grounded, settled. What if you let your hands, your arms, your shoulders drop, not needing to hold anything in this moment. What if you let your upper legs, your lower legs, your knees, your feet feel heavy? letting them rest, be rejuvenated and refreshed. What if you invited your whole breath? To freely move inside your whole body, your abdomen, your chest, your face, your arms, your legs, all through your bones even. The same way that you are rooted, connected to the earth, the breath, making you feel lighter, moving through you, moving through your flesh, your bones, opening up every cell of your body, every cell that's tight and caught. Entangled. In some tension or thought. The breath freeing up opening up every part of you, opening your heart as the breath moves through your heart center. Nourishing breath moving throughout your body, your heart, connecting you to the world. Same way that you breathe, this being that is you breathes. And the same way that you haven't chosen. Anything about your body and your life. As this body breathes, feeling connection with all of humanity. It also breathes all the bodies. Letting yourself, inviting yourself to be more settled, more calm, awake and alert, and connected to a sense of integrity of this body, this being that is you, with each and every breath. And perhaps imagining as you breathe and feel your body while breathing, that all of humanity is breathing in and out with you in this moment. You not being alone, your life being intertwined. In unfathomable ways. We'll take just a few more minutes, just sitting and breathing and settling. And as you are sitting and breathing in this moment, or rather as this body is sitting and being breathed, sensing, feeling every breath, each and every breath. I invite you to continue to see all of humanity breathing with you. And how, from the inside, the experience of being human, the experience of having a body, feeling a body, and the body being breathed, doesn't feel any different. Wouldn't be any different. From the inside, sensing, feeling, breathing, imagine for a moment, as your gaze is turned inward, feeling the breathing, this body breathing. Imagine yourself as if you were born, as if this being, that was you sitting in this moment, was a different race, a different color. Breathing. Letting yourself be breathed, sensing, feeling the sensations. If this being was born to different parents, you have had no choice in the matter. Different place, different race, different color. Now, as you feel your body breathing, I invite you to imagine if you were looking into the mirror at your own image. And you saw perhaps not just a different color human being looking at you than you are right now, but maybe even a different gender. And now imagine whatever color or gender you're seeing in the mirror was one that society systematically violated, killed, hunted. Can we be present in this way for each other's pain? Experiencing, holding, opening up to. The fear, the pain, the sorrow, the anger of our kin. Members of our human family, as if they were us. Can we open up with kindness, with compassion? With love, with care. To what it feels like to be marginalized. Can we stay present with kindness and stability to that experience? Not veer into overwhelm, but stay present with empathy, compassion, and kindness in solidarity. Can we hold ourselves and whatever image you saw in the mirror of you as a different race, nationality, or gender? Hold both of you, all of you. We are so much more then realize, can we hold the allness with compassion, with tenderness and care? Wishing safety, wishing ease, wishing health and goodness, wishing freedom from suffering. May you, may I, may all of us be free from sorrow and pain, of injustice. We are intertwined. See what calls you right now in this moment. Our lives are intertwined. How are you called in this moment to hold yourself, to hold others? Who is you? Who's the other? No separateness, no separation. How are you called to meet, to hold, to meet the suffering and the pain with compassion and care? Thank you all for practicing together and holding space. If there are any reflections you would like to share, please either type them in chat, or if you want to raise your hand using the raise hand function, which is found in participants, then I can unmute you. There is one or two word reflection you'd like to share before we go into groups, or maybe more. I'll share with you what's coming up for me in this practice. This is something that I usually don't talk about, which is having done practice of past lives, there is a sense that I could have been born as anyone else. There is no separation. And part of what I was inviting you to, in this practice, to get a sense of what it feels like to be, to experience yourself as if you were a different being, to really break that sense of separation that can become from that practice. So for me, that's what's really alive right now. The transparency this being the way and the color it is, I could have been born in this life, in this zeitgeist, as a Black man. And how would that feel? How can I extend my heart to feel, to really feel with compassion, the experience of brothers and sisters in this society? Yeah, thank you, Nav, sharing the reflection. Universal suffering for all, universal opportunity to share. Nancy, thank you. I'm very tender-hearted tonight with all that's happening. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for those reflections. Yeah, and part of what we do with this practice is not to turn away. It's okay to have a heavy, tender heart. I feel I have a heavy, tender heart now. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate. The practice is not always, it's not about turning away, but building the resilience and the stability to be with whatever might come up. Richard says, turning toward all and holding with compassion the pain, the anxiety, the discomfort, the fear, the kindness, the care, the compassion. Thank you, Richard, for your reflection. Yeah. Amy, I wish you could guide the entire world in that practice. Amy, I wish the entire world would want to practice in this way. And we do what we can. We do what we can. We don't do this practice just for ourselves, but in service to all beings everywhere. So with tender hearts, with however you're showing up right now, tonight, the invitation is for us to engage in a brief time to share what's coming up for you. It can especially be timely and precious to have the opportunity to check in with other practitioners. What's coming up for you wherever you are in the world right now? Yeah. So I'm going to invite us now into breakout rooms. And if you decide it's not for you, I can understand. This would be a good time to bow out. And if you're willing to just share for a few minutes, be held with compassion and speak, be held and hold others. I think this can be a lovely opportunity. I will create the groups now. They will be, let's see here. Thank you. I'm getting messages from others. Thank you, Lisa. That was profound. Thank you, Nikki. You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to create the rooms. Here we go. And okay, I'm opening all rooms and I will set the time to be 6 minutes, and you can time yourselves. See you, and then there will be one more minute for the rooms to close. So see you on the other side. Thank you. Okay. The room's just closed and everybody is back. So welcome back, everyone. And if you'd like to share some reflections as to what's coming up for you, either from the practice, the guided meditation, or from sharing with each other, you can either chat or you can raise your hand, or actually now you can even unmute yourself. I usually don't enable that earlier on, of being afraid of Zoom bombers, but towards the end, I'll take that risk. So please. Yes, Samuel.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, what was coming up for me in the group talk that we were having is this, like, I don't know, I have like a heavy feeling and a kind of shaky feeling and frustration about the limitations of the impact that I can have in my present environment. And I'm actually at a monastery, and there's some kind of conflict in me about, like, I can take care of the space I'm in and be cultivating good qualities, but want to see something direct and impacting the what I feel like disgust and anger about, and just trying to hold all of these things in a skillful way can be challenging.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that and bringing a lot of clarity and voicing that in the way of the wholesome wish to do more, and the sense of frustration of what can be done and how to actually work with the two in a wholesome way that is inspiring and aspiring for you to be in the world and keep that flame alive and not become disgruntled or you know, in various ways that it can actually backfire, the frustration.
Or detached.
Or detached, exactly. Yeah. So I'll just share with you what comes up for me. One is that I think the fact that you are in a monastery and you are cultivating these wholesome qualities, beautiful qualities of metta and compassion and karuna, etc. There are so many ways that we can give, and you don't know when the seeds that you're planting right now, it may not be immediate. Right now there might not be a way, but the dots might connect more brilliantly than you ever realize. So from your voice, I get, Samuel, you might be on the younger side. So I invite you to have a longer term view. I think especially when we're younger, we want to have impact right now. And it's important to try to do things right now. I'm not saying that. And if situation doesn't allow you, if your situation in your life is such that something else is called for right now, then continue to cultivate, continue to also brainstorm about ways that you can do good in the world. As long as you're creating goodness in the world, as long as you're creating goodness in the world with what you're doing, and planting seeds, I think it's working and part of it is working with the frustration that's coming up for you in a wholesome way. And maybe those are also wholesome seeds you're planting. I think part of longer conversation, but especially given that you're at a monastery, I think it becomes, unique circumstances. Thank you for speaking up.
Yeah, thank you.
Other reflections, please.
Hi, Nikki, this is Michael. And I just wanted to share that I feel like my seeds of happiness have been watered by your beautiful guided meditation. And I feel a lot of gratitude toward the practice and deep bows to you and all this evening.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for your practice, for joining and for being here. Yeah. It buoys my heart to hear that the seeds of happiness in the midst of sorrow are being watered also. That's important. Nancy, I see your hand raised. We'll make this the last comment, please.
I just wanted to thank you for being here so regularly, and especially this evening. I was downtown earlier when they were boarding up all the windows and painting the murals of, and it was very moving. And I, in my heart of hearts, I would like to be there with protesters, and I'm like you, I'm at high risk, so I didn't feel it was safe for me to be there. So I went to the beach, but I came back and I still would like to be there. So I thought maybe coming and sitting might be a way to spread maybe some calm and some love to everybody.
Thank you, Nancy. Spreading calm, spreading love, and holding witness, and holding witness. You're not turning away. You're not turning away. None of us are turning away. And I think that is really important. And being creative in ways, in what ways, and at what time we can actually do good. Where can we do goodness in the world? And in this moment, it might be spreading calm for yourself and others that you care about, and not turning away at the same time. And there are so many other ways which we all can come up with in our own lives and circumstances to do good and continue not to turn away. So thank you all. Thank you all for your practice. Thank you for not turning away and holding pain and sorrow of beings feeling no separation, and holding the pain and sorrow of injustice with compassion and care. May all beings be free from injustice, the causes of injustice, and the suffering that arises from injustice. Thank you all. Take care of your hearts. Be well. Good night.